Ed Blakely has served in different capacities under a succession of presidential administrations, has guided government policy on urban planning, and is a widely cited academic. My name is Sean Britton, and each week Ed and I have a chat about what's the latest news out of the United States, talking everything politics, planning and policy, from sea to shining sea. Find us on iTunes, Wooshka, Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed. Now, first things, Hurricane Harvey. Some devastating images coming out of Houston. Our hearts go out to those who've lost lives and livelihoods. With your background as the man responsible for the recovery of New Orleans following Hurricane Katrina, what's your take on the situation? Just how serious was it?
Well, I guess the most serious thing are the oil refineries and the potential of some of those, if they don't get electricity soon, for them to blow up or to lay waste a lot of oil in the Gulf or in the surrounding river streams. So that's very serious. And, of course, it could be some loss of life. There's also, there are a lot of snakes there. And this time of year, they're out. So as the water moves around, the snakes move around. So I anticipate some snake bites and things like this and disease. Without refrigeration, that means an awful lot of things can happen, from influenza to all kinds of other diseases. But thank God the property damage is containable. I'm not saying it's not bad, but it's not as bad as Katrina, where the whole villages, whole homes, whole districts were wiped out completely. 80% of the city was wiped out in New Orleans. Now, in part, it's due to the way Houston was built. Houston is so spread out, the water can come in and go out a lot of different places. So that makes it a different situation. And Houston is not underwater as New Orleans was. It's above the water, barely, but it is above the water by about 12 meters. So I anticipate a heavy cleanup. The cleanup operation should be starting now. People should be able to move back into Houston and at least inspect their property. Unlike Katrina, I'd say within the next week, and that'll make people feel bad. It won't make you feel good to see your house is ruined, even if it only got 6 inches of rain in it, because once the basement gets wet and the floorboards get wet, then the electricity's out and the plumbing's out and the toilets are out. So you're out several thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars. So it is not a pretty scene.
President Bush and FEMA were roundly criticized for the response to Katrina. Has the government learned its lesson? What do you make of the government's response to Hurricane Harvey?
Well, I think a couple of things happened. Katrina, there was no preparation for it. And Harvey, there was immense preparation for it. And that preparation showed. Look at the number of people who were picked up by helicopters and things. That did not happen in Katrina. The other thing, and people here and anywhere else in the United States would know this, people were allowed to volunteer to do rescuing. That is something that in most countries, and I suspect here in Australia, you're not allowed to do, because if you rescue somebody, you might die yourself. But I saw a lot of boats and things coming in with the direction of the military and the first responders, and they were sent out to rescue people. That did not happen in Katrina. As a matter of fact, there are people in trucks lined up outside the city, and they were not allowed to go in. I think the volunteer response has been magnificent. The organization's been terrific. But this is the Obama team. It is not the Trump team. So Obama put together a pretty good organization, and Trump hasn't touched it.
Now, from Hurricane Harvey to Hurricane Trump, as we spoke about last week, Trump used this week, as predicted, to controversially pardon former Arizona Sheriff, Sheriff Arpaio, of contempt of court charges. This is a man who's been found guilty of racial profiling back when he was in law enforcement, as well as accused of various types of abuse of power. What's your take?
Well, this is a slap in the face of the justice system. He was not accused of something where there were just two respondents. The U.S. government, the state government, the city governments accused him of violating the law by failing to act on direct orders from the courts. This is a high crime. This is the kind of thing Trump would be impeached for. So it's sending a very bad signal. The Justice Department's backed away from it. Practically everyone of any conscience has backed away. A few people who don't have any legal or other background have said, oh, good on them. That shows we're against the Mexicans and put up the wall. But by the way, what comes first, Houston or the wall? I think Houston.
Yeah, that has been a big question hanging over Trump's wall this week, considering Houston is going to need some obvious financial aid in order to recover. Look, the other Trump news this week is that in 2015, in spite of claims he didn't have any business dealings in Russia, Trump's company was negotiating real estate in Moscow, which some of his associates actually boasted would help him get elected president, proving basically right from the get-go his run at the presidency. Some close to Trump thought close ties with Russia would help his chances. What's going on? What's the latest?
I don't know why he's telling these lies, because he must have known he'd be found out. Now that he's found out, where do you go from there? He'll come up with some new twist on the truth. Well, I wasn't involved. These were associates. They didn't report to me. Whatever it is. He would have been so much better to say, let's get on with this investigation. Let's find out what's what. If there's any implications about me, I'm willing to testify or whatever. But now he's backed himself into a deep corner. Look at the hole he's dug for himself. He's really basically said to the Congress, you guys aren't doing your job. Go to hell. The intelligence community is offside with him. The Republican Party's offside with him. And members of his own family are offside with him. This guy is super isolated. And it looks like with Kelly in the White House, the only thing he gets to do is to go to the bathroom by himself.
Look, speaking of pardons and speaking of Russia, some are claiming Robert Mueller is closing in on Trump and has even eliminated, well, Trump's Trump card, his ability to pardon underlings that Mueller might even be trying to flip on Trump. Presidential pardons that we mentioned there before only apply to federal crimes, but in teaming up with the New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, Trump underlings could be charged with state crimes, not federal ones, in the same investigation. What's your reaction?
Mueller is so slick. Boy, I wouldn't like to have him after me. The way he's conducting these investigations is as a prosecutor. So he's unearthing every law, every stone that will lead to a successful prosecution. And he's informing the Congress of it. I think this is a very smart move. I'm not a lawyer, but I understand the difference between a federal and a state crime. And clearly the President of the United States cannot reach to a state. And there are federal and state racketeering laws in New York. So New York is a great venue for this. This is a very smart move on his part. And I think it will yield some results. But watch this space. What are the Russians going to do? I think they're going to turn Trump in, because he's proven useless to them and an embarrassment.
And just finally, Ed, as you predicted, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has come out to say transgender troops will continue to serve in the military in spite of Trump's ban. So what does this indicate to you?
Well, as I said, he only has certain toys to play with, and this isn't one of them. This would be horrible for the morale of the troops. Because they don't know, you know, when black troops will be put out, or Italians, or Mexicans, or Filipinos, or whatever. And now we have a member of the cabinet who's openly defiant. And I think Rex Tillerson will be the next openly defiant member of the cabinet. And on this recovery business, already the vice president seems to be directing it. So what does Trump do? Maybe this is a movie or a television show where the only thing he can do is say, you're fired.
Ed and I will be back next week to talk the latest on American news and politics. Subscribe on iTunes and Wooshka to stay up to date, and show us some love on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.